This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Hate crimes are soaring to historic highs across Colorado. The state is ranked 13th in the nation for anti-Semitic cases, seeing 198 last year compared to 71 in 2022. This data came out yesterday from the Anti-Defamation League, which calls the numbers alarming. The Mountain State's regional director says it's unacceptable. The hatred of Jews continues to grow at a dangerous pace. Adding the Jewish community can't fight it alone, the ADL has also created an interactive map that details reports here and around the country. The owners of the Penrose Funeral Home are looking at a possible life in prison sentence if convicted. That's just on the federal charges. A former district attorney in El Paso County says that they are indicted on 15 counts. One count alone could mean 20 years behind bars, including fraud related to COVID relief funds. John and Carrie Holford are being arraigned in the state case in June, answering to 260 charges of leaving 190 bodies to rot. They were also arrested on Sunday for federal crimes and they'll find out tomorrow if they will be released on those charges.
Here's yet another reminder to be careful behind the wheel. The Colorado State Patrol says careless driving citations are on the rise for one particular group, drivers of commercial vehicles. Troopers wrote 822 tickets last year. That's up 23% from 2022. The busiest months were in winter, January and December, when road conditions are especially dangerous. The top two highways were I-25 and I-70. Colorado is making it easier for airline passengers to file complaints. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman with those details.
The state is partnering with the Department of Transportation to hold airlines accountable. This means the Attorney General can investigate reports against airlines and ticket agents and either solve the problems or refer them to DOT. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in Denver yesterday to unveil the new system. He says issues like lost luggage, disrupted itineraries, and refunds aren't just inconveniences. They're violations he can do something about. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
The Nuggets now know their opponent for the first round of the NBA playoffs, which are set to tip off this weekend in Denver. With a 110-106 win over the New Orleans Pelicans on Tuesday night, the Lakers secured the seventh seed in the Western Conference, as well as a trip to Denver to take on the 2023 NBA champion Nuggets. Game one will be played on KRDO 13, your Southern Colorado ABC affiliate. Tip-off is slated to start at 6:30 p.m. Saturday night. A controversial apartment building in Colorado Springs is moving forward. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth with that story.
The Planning Commission approved a rezoning and development plan yesterday for 220 units. It'll be at the corner of 30th Street and Garden of the Gods Road. They say there's a need for housing in that area, but it's across from where the city struck down another apartment project. They cited a safety risk in the event of wildfire evacuations, and now neighbors are bringing up the same concerns. The City Council will take up the decision next month. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
Social media platforms are not inherently suitable for use, say top psychologists, and tech companies and lawmakers need to do more to protect kids' mental health. The American Psychological Association said Tuesday that endless scrolling and push notifications are especially risky for young people whose brains are still developing.
Instead of liking yourself, it's how much everybody likes you.
That's one mom who recently talked about social media's impact on her kids. They're not as capable of pulling back from addictive experiences. The report also said social media can affect schoolwork and sleep. Social media companies like Meta, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, say they've been working to protect children, but the APA report says it's not yet enough. A man is facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store with a 5-foot snake around his neck. This happened in Memphis. Police say Reginald Cook, who's 26, initially went into the store around 2 in the morning demanding money from the register. That's a bad sign right there. The cashier refused, then Cook left, but came back again, this time with the snake wrapped around his neck and again demanded money. Cook also reportedly reached into his backpack, and that's when the clerk grabbed his own gun in self-defense. Police showed up before any shots were fired, and Cook's been placed under arrest.
Wow. And today we celebrate the humble banana, Bree Tennis, with more on National Banana Day.
Today, we celebrate America's most widely purchased fruit that isn't a fruit at all. Bananas are related to the lily family. The Mayo Clinic says we eat about 90 bananas a year. They're high in potassium, have about 105 calories, and they're only a little bit radioactive. The EPA says it's naturally occurring, and you'd have to eat about 275 to feel it. I'm Bree Tennis.
Partly cloudy, warm, and breezy ahead for your Wednesday afternoon. We'll see those temperatures climb into the mid-70s, Colorado Springs 81 in Pueblo. We will once again be looking at some critical fire weather from noon through about 9 p.m. tonight. Overnight lows will dip into the mid-30s, upper 30s, and low 40s coming up on Thursday morning. And with the front coming through, we're likely going to see quite a bit of cloud cover Thursday morning. Afternoon highs tomorrow, low 50s, Colorado Springs, low 60s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.